AP News.
I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sounding an alarm over the continued rise in coronavirus cases. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all down since January ended. But
we're not out of the woods here yet.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says average daily cases and deaths have risen slightly as virus variants spread.
I remain deeply concerned about a potential shift in the trajectory of the pandemic.
And as states roll back measures that help the nation make ground against the pandemic.
Please hear me clearly. At this level of cases with variants spreading, we stand to completely lose the hard-earned ground we have gained.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jeff Zients with the White House Coronavirus Response Team says more and more Americans are getting shots.
Over the weekend, we experienced new record levels of daily vaccinations. That said, we have much more to do on all fients in our war on this pandemic.
Zients says they're working to take the frustration out of scheduling a vaccine appointment. A deal has been reached in California that could get kids back into schools by the end of the month. A new wave of students are back in classrooms starting today in Chicago. Janice Jackson is CEO of Chicago Public Schools.
This is the first step on the road to normalcy, whatever the new normal will be. We are going into the recovery phase, and this is a very important phase, not just for the city as a whole, but more importantly for our children and their future.
There's a reported shooting at a school in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on the first day of a return to on-site learning there. Watson Chapel School District says the situation was contained and a student was hurt in an isolated incident. A court in Paris found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty of corruption and influence peddling and sentenced him to a year in prison. This is AP News. The state of Texas is suing electricity provider Gritty for passing along sky-high utility bills during last month's winter storm.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says in a statement that Gritty misled Texans who signed up for service, resulting in people losing thousands of dollars. Gritty charges $10 a month to give people a way to pay wholesale prices for electricity instead of a fixed rate. But when temperatures dropped to well below freezing last month, wholesale prices spiked, and Gritty's customers were charged sky-high rates. The lawsuit seeks refunds for those customers. Gritty says in a statement that it has always been, quote, transparent and customer-centric at every step. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gonzaga remains on top of the AP Top 25 men's college basketball poll. Michigan moved up to number 2, followed by Baylor. Illinois climbed one spot to 4th. Iowa gave the Big Ten 3 teams in the top 5. Ed Donahue, AP News.